The podcast you're about to listen to is part of the Professional Casual Network. To find more podcasts like this, please visit professionalcasual.com. This message approved by Throwlash Gaming.
The Professional Casual Network has gear. If you're looking to get some sweet merch from Beard, Jeards, and Skulls, Grim Podcast, A Perilous Adventure, Arachne, and Infinity Podcast, or a whole lot more, you can check out streamlabs.com/professionalcasualnetwork1/merch. Also, don't go to Built Bar anymore. They're not a sponsor and they're dead to us. So head over to monumenthobbies.com and use code professionalcasual at checkout for 5% off every single order you possibly, you know, like order for like paints and board games and stuff. Right? Thanks.
Ladies and lords, young little masters, felines, and rodents, it is time once again for eight worthy combatants to prove their worth by entering an exemplary octuple confrontation.
Oh, today, one of those.
One of those, yes. Today, I might stop this accent, but I'm not sure when. Today, we wonder what scent would make the worst candle in the old world.
Oh, okay, you actually went with that.
I sure did. Thanks, Brooks. Now, before we get started, I'm here with Dan, as you can hear. Hi, Dan.
Hello.
And I just want to send a huge, beautiful dowie thank you to our wonderful patrons who support us over on patreon.com/professionalcasual. God, that takes so much more air for some reason. I don't know. These folks help us do what we do every day, keep the lights on, and keep Timmy from eating Tim.
I saw him this evening.
Yeah, I was kind of upset. I didn't have the time to make a plan to see Timmy, but you do what you can.
You are disappointing.
Huge special thank you.
Yeah.
To our current big subbies of X-Paxis, Rob Iron Maze Tau. It's all one person. Dagna Briar Mage Cider Drinker Kilted Sparky. Waku. Random Guy, Cliff Jumper, Velicenda, Pagan Prince, David Hansen, Andy Brooks, Chris Dillard, and Cord. Gosh, I almost had it. I was so close. And then we got Lou G, which is not Lil G, it's Lou. Lou G. Tony M, Meerkat, Stefan, Revright, Mad Cliff, Elite Eight Showdown was canceled. Anthony Manuel, the Neil Harris, Lil Willie, Carlos, and Nick Barron, which are in the Electric Casual tier. Folks, if you want to show support for this show specifically, show your show support, then you can sign up for the Electro Casual tier over at patreon.com/professionalcasual. It's going to be a great episode because my tongue is tied already and we haven't even gotten into the tiebreakers of the exemplary octuple confrontation. Dan,
huh?
Have you gotten any hobby done
or games played? Yeah.
Oh, what you got? What you got?
I've actually done a bunch of hobby lately.
Heck yeah.
And games played. I was at Gen Con last week.
Nice.
Which is one reason we didn't have an episode last week. And I was doing Learn to Plays from Marvel Crisis Protocol. Mm-hmm. That's kind of... Oh, and I got some cool board games. I picked up this dope game called Thunder Road Vendetta, which is basically like Mad Max board game.
You gotta
race across and like you add more tiles as you go across and like anybody on the first one is gone with it and you just kind of try to shoot each other. It's really cool. I had a blast playing it with my son. Mm-hmm. And then I actually got, they gave us swag bags for working for Asmodee, and I got a Rebels Star Wars Legion starter.
Nice.
Which is super exciting. So I got that built. And then I got myself the Abyssal King for Trolls for War Machine.
Yeah.
Who looks awesome. And I was going to start painting him, but then I got distracted by all the stuff that was already on my paint tray. So I actually got a bunch more work done on my Hellpit Abomination. Got some old world stuff done. Hellpit Abomination got started on my Poison Wind Globadeers because they did so well in the last game I played with them because they're awesome. And I got 10 of the old or 5 of the old metal ones and the 5 new plastic ones, which look really funny together because they're like night and day, you know, like the old ones have a particular charm being from like the 90s, but they look so bad compared to the new plastic ones.
Yeah, dude, for real. The new plastic ones are insanely awesome.
And then I was working on Friedel the Chainmaker.
Nice.
So, you know, we've been talking about for like a year now that we're going to do that little, like the three adventure mini campaign they put out for free that focused on chaos and elves. And it's almost done now. Like
I'm
pretty close to having the armies ready. I got to get Fried all done and then, get some, a few more marauders painted to really exemplify those forces. But like at some point we can definitely pretty soon we'll be able to record at least the first two because they don't need as many points, but
sure.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've been working on building some more marauders as well. I found sprues of, mm-hmm. and so I'll have 20 marauders with flails that can also be the new berserkers. I've got 25 apparently. Not sure I have 25, but 25 with hand weapon and shield, which, you know, are way better now than they were.
Yeah.
And I'm currently building 20 with great weapons.
That's dope, dude.
Slash unit filler. If it's like, oh, I just wanted a unit of 30 with flails, I'll just put the great weapon guys in the back. So that's exciting. So I've actually been getting stuff done there. Now that we're done with like the hauling part of moving, actually have some time to get these things done. And here, you know, in our neck of the woods, it's currently fair week. So Danny's working at the county fair. So I've got a little bit more time during the day where it's like, I have nothing going on really. So as long as the kids have had food and, you know, I get some stuff in terms of like unpacking done, mm-hmm. I can actually dedicate some time to like painting during the day, which is nice.
Heck yeah, man.
Also, I've been 3D printing. I've got the first piece for you here.
Yay! Very cool. Yeah, so the network's getting into Legion a little more than we have in the past. And I have an entire, like, what is it called? Blizzard Force set that is, almost the whole thing is assembled. And I've never cracked into it and played, like, an actual game with it. So I have some Legion STLs for terrain, sent them off Dan's way, and I'm super excited about that. Unfortunately, this week I didn't get a lot of hobby done as far as miniature games is concerned. I didn't get any Thrillash stuff done. But what I did do is I cut up some sheets to try and make some cloaks for my children. That was kind of the only like hobby stuff, and figured out how to use the sewing machine. I did that today.
That's cool.
Yeah, baked 4 loaves of bread in the last 2 days as well. But yeah, I had the kids all week to myself. I took the week off to hang out with the kids, and we went everywhere. There's a farmer's museum like an hour away from us. So we went, you know, they have like an old printing press and like an old blacksmith. Actually, really
cool place.
It's so cool. It's so, if you're ever in the Cooperstown, New York area, you got to go to the Fenimore Farm. It's so fantastic. Elizabeth and I used to go almost every year, and we've gone to so many things. They have like a haunted tour in October, which is so dope. And then the Christmas stuff they do is incredible. It's phenomenal. And then Tuesday, that's right. We came over and we saw you. We hung out with you on Tuesday.
That was great.
Got fixed. It was super wonderful. And then we got sushi for lunch, late lunch, nice. Right? I love sushi. And the kids are getting an appreciation for it as well, which I'm very happy about.
Cool.
And then Wednesday we went to friggin' Legoland.
What?
Yeah, man.
When you were doing that? That's awesome.
It was probably the dopest time I've had in a long time. Maybe since Adepticon.
That's so cool. Legoland.
That place is so cool.
I feel like I have nothing but health issues when I go to Legoland. Like, literally. You know, one time I had the gallbladder attack, got my gallbladder out. The next time I started coming down with the symptoms of COVID. So that was fun. But it is a really dope place for sure.
It was so cool. And it was so funny because, you know, we got there the day, the moment they opened, and we left the moment they closed, right?
Nice.
Like, trying to get kids out of a Legoland park is difficult. But we're in like the gift shop. And I said to the kids, I was like, you can get one thing. You know, I have a threshold of money that like each thing can be worth, but you can get one thing. And they're going through, and my one daughter Dana sees this sweatshirt that's got like raised letters that says Legoland on it. And I was like, that's super cool. And she's like, I don't know, I'm gonna keep looking. And they want to find like, you know, I want a mermaid Lego set. And I'm like, sure, if you can find one, like whatever, we'll see how much it is. And they both opted for $12 necklaces.
Nice.
That don't even say Legoland on them. And I'm like, All right, whatever.
That parent's dream right there. Like, right? Yes, if this is the one thing you want, absolutely.
Yeah, because I was willing to spend like $30 each, the kids, and they were like, nah, I want a necklace. I'm like, all right, okay, whatever, man.
Win.
Right, so I bought a pack of Legoland playing cards.
Right. Cool.
Just get something that said Legoland on it. Yeah.
Speaking of cards,
yeah,
we actually played some games.
Oh.
Not miniature related, but
oh, we yeah. Some magic. Oh, my gosh. That game was dope. Yeah, we played Magic, and then that friggin', what was that, like dual fighting thing you got at Gen Con, too?
Oh, Tag Team, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my gosh, that game was great.
Tag Team was awesome. Yeah, I think it's actually not out yet. It was early available at Gen Con. They had, like, a separate booth for it. It's really cool.
Sure.
A lot like Dice Throne, if you played that. It's a card auto battler is how they kind of advertise it. Check it out. Tag Team card game. I don't remember who it was by, so cool. But it was really fun. I definitely want to play more.
But no, yeah, we played a little Magic the Gathering with a whole bunch of friends, which is, listen, we're not super big into Magic, but it's fun to just hang out, you know, beer and pretzels, that game, every now and then.
It was like my fourth game ever. Well, you know, in 30 years.
Did you fix your deck?
Yes, I added like 13 or more lands or so.
All right, good. This guy's playing Commander with like 27 lands in it. We were like, no! He didn't know. He didn't
seem like enough.
Yeah.
But it wasn't in practice. Well, it would have been okay if Tim didn't do 39 damage to me in one on like the fourth turn.
So it's Tim's fault, is what I'm
bully.
Hearing. He's a bully.
And he was like, I didn't realize. I'm like, you did 39 damage. What do you think was gonna happen?
You're gonna die. That was gonna happen.
But no, it was a blast. And it was the Final Fantasy stuff got me. I didn't really have interest in Magic for a long, 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 long time. And then they hit Final Fantasy, and I was like, all right, I'll give it a shot. And it was so much fun. We had five of us and did this, like, star thing, which anybody who's played Magic will be like, oh, yeah, I'm sure we'll know what we're talking about. But
right. It was so much fun.
I don't know. It's kind of the typical thing where it almost doesn't matter what the game is if you're just playing with your buddies and having a good time.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But anyways, we're here to talk about the worst scents in the old world. And by scents, I mean things that smell really bad.
I was going to say, yeah, we're not going to have a good time, like, theoretically not have a good time with this because they're all going to smell bad.
Yeah. And speaking of which, I just want to do a quick disclaimer, ladies and gentlemen. If you have issues with gross things, this might not be the episode for you because we're going to talk about some gross things.
Yeah, just send it.
Some of these things are going to be kind of gross. Starting off our elite octuple, exemplary octuple confrontation. I got there in the end. We've got our first grouping, if you can believe it. Number one is a Noblar loincloth.
Oh, God. Okay, that's starting off. Yep, okay. I just want to say real quick, I don't know any, I didn't know what the topic was until Taylor said it like 10 minutes ago. And I remember people bringing this up, or I think it was Brooks brought this up in the Discord. I have no idea what any of these are going to be. I'm so excited. Noblar loincloth. Okay.
Starting off real strong. You know it's got fungus in it, like already. You know what I mean?
Luckily, it's just the smell, so.
And then going up against the Noblar loincloth, we have a lizardman spawning pool, specifically during the high summer heat.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. It's going to be fun. Holy crap.
It's going to be something, that's for sure.
Okay, so the Noblar loincloth is going to have a particular funk about it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's going to be that exercise ball covered in teats smell.
Ew. But... That's so gross.
It's from old Greg, the funk.
Something similar to that comes up later, but we won't talk about it right
now. Oh, no. Okay, versus a spawning pool. But
did you know the Noblar loincloth is also like what they use for toilet wipe as well?
It's going to be like wet and damp all the time, too.
It totally is.
No, oh my God. And it's not just BO, you know, like it has a certain, it's going to have a certain je ne sais quoi. Oh my God.
There's
going to
be a lot of me laughing in this.
Right.
Right. And then we've got a lizardman spawning pool. I don't even know. Like, if you ever been to a friend's house and they have a bearded dragon and you get close to the thing and you're like, ooh,
that's... Oh, lizards smell so bad.
That's musky.
Like a reptile house at a zoo. Yeah, it's got like it make they like make the air thick.
Yeah, yeah. Now imagine like wet lizard stuff.
No, in and then the middle the last of part? The jungle like, heat. Oh my god, jungle heat is even worse because it's like super humid and cloying, and yeah. You know that place is going to be bugs all over, and like lizard men just like form in it and crawl out of it.
Like it's just so gross. And it's maybe just a pungent that far. Stench. It's a pungent stench that just like because of the humidity and the dense air, it just stays. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it just lingers.
There's no wind. There's no breeze. It's just there.
It's going to stick to you for a while as well, probably. Yeah, this is already a really tough one. Holy crap.
Oh my gosh, dude.
So it's which would make the worst candle?
Yeah, which would specifically make the worst candle. You go over to a friend's house and you're like, yo, I got this new candle for you. And they light it up and you both just immediately heave. Just...
So I think for this one, my vote is going to go Nobbler loincloth because I think the spawning pool would be so dependent on its environment.
Sure,
you're not
sure.
Going to get with a candle, but the Nobbler loincloth is just always going to smell bad no matter what the environment is. So that candle is going to be gross.
You pick any Nobbler. In anywhere in the Ogre Kingdoms, and that thing is going to be rank.
Yeah, I like that it's a Nobbler, even not a goblin.
No, just specifically like a Nobbler.
Nobbler is even worse.
And the loincloth, nobody knows what the material is, right? It could be fur, it could be something, some leather jerkin, it could be anything. It doesn't matter. It's heinous. It's yeah. Just awful.
Well, it probably used to be part of Ogre's pants that got discarded when they finally had to replace their pants. And the Nobbler was like, oh, this will fit. And then
that's even worse.
I know.
That's even worse. Oh.
Oh, so yeah, I'm going to say Nobbler loincloth. I'm not sure if you're like also like voting here or what, since Tim has to like study for a test or else we would have had him on for this one.
Yeah, the original EOC was going to be what would be the best faction to help you study for a test that you have tomorrow. But obviously dwarves, because they remember everything. Anyways, I'm just saying, Dan, don't give me that look. They okay. remember everything. I'm okay. just saying. They have a whole book on everything that's ever happened ever that's important.
That's important, right? Just the bad things that they're mad about.
Yeah, the important stuff. That's what I said.
It's their, what was it called in Mean Girls?
I don't know. I've never seen it.
You've never seen Mean Girls?
No.
Good Lord.
No.
Just watch the original one. It's shockingly awesome.
No, I'm not big into movies. So instead of watching new movies, like there's a whole ton of new movies that I want to watch. Like I haven't seen any of the new Dune stuff. I still haven't finished Andor. Instead of finishing all that, I have decided to rewatch the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Oh, fair. Okay, never mind. That's fair.
Right? For like the second or third time this year. I have a problem. I'm also reading The Hobbit again.
We actually went to go see this movie called Together today, mm-hmm. Which Danny pitched it to me as a comedy horror. And I was like, I'm not usually into scary movies.
No, it's like a body horror, right?
It was body horror. And I was like,
Yeah. Speaking of body horror,
it was actually really good, but it was like, oh my god, this is so wild. I was like squirming in my seat. Danny's laughing at me, like I was like, oh.
I don't do horror really good. At all, but I've heard nothing but good reviews about it. I'm not gonna go watch it.
It was solid. Plus, I mean, Alison Brie and Dave Franco they were fantastic.
I don't know who the first person was, but cool.
Community.
Alison Brie. I did.
She was Annie.
Oh, okay. Yeah, fair enough. Anyways, so our next one. Okay, next two. You're a state trooper. You're walking around. You're doing your phalanx, right? You're fighting
orcs. Trooper, and I was thinking like a local police officer. Yeah, I was like,
you're a police officer, right? In the old world, you got your Glock.
Empire State Trooper. Okay.
I don't know what they use. You're your state trooper. You're in your little phalanx, right? And you're fighting some orcs and goblins. And some trolls come up. Right? And not the one in front of you, but the one sort of kind of next to you vomits. And you got to smell that. So this next one is troll vomit.
Oh, no.
Not only is it disgusting, it literally burns your nostrils when you smell it.
Why is this spicy?
That's the name of the candle. The candle's called Why Is It Spicy? Oh, man. And going up against that awful, awful troll vomit smell that has, like, everything they've eaten for the last, like, 3 days in it.
Who knows how long. Ugh.
You know what I mean? And it could have eaten anything. It could be poop. It could be a goblin. It could be a person. It could have been Steve. You know how much we love Steve, and he could be in the vomit. Like, it's going to stank real bad, right? The next one is specifically a group of Nurglings.
Oh.
Because they're adorable, and you love them. They're so cute, but they smell so bad.
Because they smell like disease.
Right?
Oh, plus they're, like, farting and pooping on each other. Oh, my God. Okay. These are good, like, in the worst way.
Thanks. It took me all day to think of them.
I mean, troll vomit, like.
Right?
Yeah, it's going to make your eyes water because it's so acidic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, it's just going to be painful.
Eats through metal. Like, it's chewing through the earth as you smell it. Like, the only candle thing that can hold it is, like, a troll's stomach. So you have to cut out a troll's stomach to put the candle. You know what I mean? Like.
I imagine it was smell similar to xenomorph blood.
Oh, yeah. All right.
In the Alien movies.
I'm getting, like, almost coppery. I don't know why.
Like, some sort of metallic. Because that's, like, human blood.
Right? Weird. I don't know why I went metallic.
I don't know. I mean, I definitely think there would be, because they can digest, like, they're kind of like ogres. They can digest, like, anything.
Whether they want to or not.
That's rough.
Right? You got the mixture. I don't know. I feel like kind of at the end of the day, vomit smells like vomit. You know what I mean?
I know, but vomit smells so bad. And, like,
it's so bad.
We're both dads. We've both cleaned up our fair share of vomit, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Like,
I had to take the rug steamer to the kid's rug recently.
For real.
You know?
But I hate the smell of vomit. Oh,
it's the worst. God. And it immediately makes your stomach churn, you know?
Yeah, you're just like, oh.
And I think, man, that's probably an evolutionary thing, right? Where, like, you're if you smell someone else is sick, then your body is like, dude, something's wrong. We got to get rid of things. You know, maybe we had what they had, or maybe we're sick too. Like, who knows? But at the same time, we have also evolved to just detest the smell of disease and decay.
Yeah, right? You don't want to be around it. Like, biologically, you want to get away from that so you don't also become sick.
You know what I mean? And but the question is, in an aromatic sense, which one is just downright worse?
So, speaking from personal experience, I don't have a lot of experience being around, like, the truly sick. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, obviously, you know, I've had sicknesses. I've been in hospitals. I've been things like that, but, like, you know, maybe if I had more experience with, like, you know, a medical ward of some kind, of, like, you know, in previous wars, and how bad that might smell, because, like, I've heard, like, gangrene smells awful, but I've never experienced it. I don't actually know what it smells like.
Dan, so before my grandmother passed, right, we're going back almost 10 years now, right? Before my grandmother passed, she was in, like, a nursing home, and her roommate had horrible diabetes, and her feet were literally rotting off of her.
Oof.
And it was just, it wasn't constant, but you'd catch whiffs of it, and you were like, whoa, just like, that's just bad. But, like, that, but an entire group of 30 things, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
You know?
I don't know. I just detest the smell of vomit so much.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And it's like, it's not small child vomit. It's huge troll vomit. Like,
yeah,
it's,
what are they, like, 8-10 feet tall?
Yeah, it's going to smell so much stronger. Like, talk about pungent. Like, I think it's just going to make your eyes water and burn and hurt. And I think the inside of your nose would hurt even from a candle of this. Like you said, it's going to have to be made from the vomit itself to really get this stench. So I'm going to go with troll vomit just because, more based on personal experience, what would be a worse candle? I hate vomit. Troll vomit's going to be worse than the vomit I already hate.
Can I throw a wrench in your plan here? You might stay. You might stay. And if you do, totally fair. Does the troll vomit burn your olfactory senses so you can't smell anymore? And does that negate it? Because now you can't smell.
I feel like a candle wouldn't be that strong.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, you got to actually burn it. So
I think the chances of the candle actually burning enough nerve endings in your nose is small enough that I think it would still just be just bad.
Just bad.
Like, just constant. Obviously the nurglings isn't going to smell good either, but yeah, 100% based purely on my personal experience, I'm going to go troll vomit.
All right, fair enough. And that thing gets in like nooks and crannies too. Like the smell of vomit just never goes away. So I was kind of scraping bottom of the barrel for this set here. Okay.
Okay.
So you're at a dwarven hall and you're celebrating whatever, huge feast. All right. There's ales, there's pork, there's root vegetables. There's all this, you know, awful, wonderful, salty grease food. And you look over at your dwarf friend and you go to say something. And immediately when you suck in air, he burps right in your face.
I was wondering where this was going. Okay.
So a huge bottom of the gut intestines dwarf belch after a feast.
Ugh, burps can be real nasty.
So just to throw that out there, Lydia, the other day, Elizabeth made kielbasa, right? Which I love
kielbasa with you.
Right, exactly. Kielbasa is the best. I just realized right now that we have leftover sauerkraut and I could have had it with kielbasa. Now I'm pissed off. Man.
You big dumb dummy.
What an idiot. Anyway, this is what I've been calling bumblebees, big fat dumb idiots. Okay. So cute. Anyways, and she kept burping all day and it was just like stomach acid and kielbasa just right in my face because they're kids, right? The worst, absolute worst. So then, kind of almost the same as the nurglings here, right? A state trooper's infected stump.
Oh.
So now it's sad, too, because you're like, oh. Right? Because it's like gangrenous, but you got the blood in there, too, and all that sort of stuff. And just, ugh. Yeah. God, that one actually made me quiver. So we're dealing with the rot. We're dealing with the decay again, right? But now you're in the Empire, too. So you're like in an Empire, like, ward, like medical ward, right? And this guy is holding on for dear life. Yuck. And yeah, it's just, it's an awful, awful stench. Or your friend Snorri, who just looks over at you and burps up like salted pork and beer and stomach acid and what are those called? Turnips and just, you know, just terrible things. Yuck. That you would have at a dwarf feast.
Radishes. Ugh.
Radishes.
Spicy again. No. Oh, that's a tough one. I mean,
and it's filtered through the beard too, and the beard probably doesn't smell fantastic as well.
No, I mean that's going to be real nasty too. Obviously,
little tiny spoiler here, Dan. I don't have any high elves in this list.
Well, yeah, and obviously.
The last one, I was just going to put high elves.
I mean, that would win if the person voting was a goblin.
Yeah, right. No, they stink funny. They don't smell bad. So I don't know, I'm slightly inclined to go state trooper's infected stump here, because again, the disease and then just the rotting, and because again, you're not supposed to smell that, and whenever it's around, your body is instinctively like, dude, get me out of this place, this is terrible, right? You don't want to be here. This is obviously bad stuff going on.
And it's specifically said it's infected.
Yeah. Yep.
And I, again, that's one I don't really have personal experience with. I understand it smells really bad. I think the closest thing I could even think of is being around like childbirth.
You know? Ew. Sure. Yeah.
Obviously, they're not necessarily infected. Hopefully, yeah. But you know, probably like those body smells can be real strong.
Yeah, because then you also have the state troopers, like, I haven't bathed in 3 weeks on top of it as well, right?
Yeah, you're going to add BO and whatnot in there. I think I'm going to go with that. Like, a burp in the face smell while obviously unpleasant, I don't think is going to be as bad as like the rotten decay of someone's body.
Sure. Fair enough. Fair enough. Yeah. The burp in the face at that point becomes funny, especially because you're all drunk on Dwarf Ale, right? On Bugman's. And you might punch him in the face, which then becomes a rowdy little joust in the Great Hall.
It's all fun and games until someone has a stinky infected arm.
Right. And then somebody like the state trooper who's in the corner, like dying, and everyone's just staying away from him. You know what I mean? Yeah, on the fair. All right. Totally fair. Totally fair. So the next one.
The last quarter finalist.
Yes. So I can't remember which Slayer book it is. It might be Elf Slayer, where Gotrek and Felix are on a black arc.
Yeah.
And they're in the slave pits.
Okay.
Imagine how awful Black Ark slave pits must reek.
I don't want to do that.
Just reek. Because you've got a mixture of everything. There's nowhere to go. You have to, you know, relieve yourself just there because everyone's chained together.
Right. I was just thinking like the funk of bodies, but yeah.
Also the funk of bodies. Oh. Also whatever gruel slop that they just throw in the middle in a trough and never clean out. So now I got rotting food.
And those that don't make it, they don't clean out until after they get where they're going and get all those that survive. So there's going to be dead bodies too. Oh yeah.
So you have the decay in there as well. I'm sure somebody's thrown up.
Sorry. Good thing you had a disclaimer.
What's that?
Good thing you had a disclaimer.
I know, dude. We got some gross stuff going on today. I'm so sorry, everyone. No, I mean, I think somebody's probably throwing up in the slave pit. You know what I mean? Like,
I thought you meant listener.
Yeah, right. I mean, yeah, them too. But yeah, you know, you're all nervous. It's like everybody's sweating. I'm sure it's not cold, you know. This is something that I distinctly remember from I hate stories that have like the journey through the desert. That's 3.5 chapters of literally nothing.
And then it was hot and the sun was up and it was hot and they were hungry and thirsty and it was hot.
And it's just like pages upon pages of literally filler nothing.
And this
was probably the best filler nothing in any book that I've read, because it was just everything's terrible, everything's awful, everyone's on top of each other. Like, it was a horrible part of the book.
Yeah.
And I just can't even begin to fathom the stench that came out of that pit.
And again, it's gonna like cling to you, that cloying stench that you can't get away from until you throw away the clothes and shower 8 times.
Yeah, or get literally jump in the ocean.
I mean, I guess it's the Warhammer world, so you're not showering. Yeah, best you can hope for is a bunch of salt water.
Right, exactly. And scrub the hell out of yourself. Shave your head at that point. Just shave everything off, unless you're a dwarf.
What's this thing going against?
This is going up against, and I'm so sorry, everyone who doesn't know what this is and has to look up what this is, or we will explain it to you. Oh, no. A Skaven Broodmother.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, that just wins, but like, because now you're also adding in the smells of childbirth and blood and, oh man, if you had the Skaven Broodmother up against anything else, it'd be like, well, yeah, that's obviously going to win.
So, Dan, they are so bloated they can't move. Yeah. All it is just intercourse and childbirth.
They're going to have like bed sores all over.
Right. Stink. She's literally ripping open in certain areas because she's just so bloated.
Oh, the images of broodmothers are so nasty.
So nasty. And then you have Skaven smell on top of it.
Oh my God. There'd be so much musk of fear because any Skaven's going to be terrified of this thing because it's much bigger than them. She probably eats them half the time too. Who knows? Okay. Oh my God.
They are, let's see, 700 pounds and 10 feet long from snout to tail, which honestly isn't as long as I thought it was going to be. Especially for 700 pounds.
It always makes me think of that episode of Futurama with Slurm and where Slurm comes from.
Yeah, yeah. Jeepers.
Oh, man, so they are such a tough one.
Right? Partly crippled, made entirely immobile by their role of constant pregnancy and the steady diet of warpstone narcotics that are fed to keep them quiescent. Ugh. Yeah. 1 to 10 squalling, Skaven ratlings each week. Who reach maturity in 2 to 3 weeks. I didn't know that.
I'm going to roll one of my new dice to see how many this week.
many skavens do we get this week, bud?
Tim got me these awesome dice. He said he kept seeing on the TikTok shop. And he said every time he thought of me, so he finally bought them.
Those are so cool.
They're the Mario Party dice.
That's friggin' awesome. All right, what do we get?
Three.
We got three new rat boys.
Three new rat babies this week.
Three little ratty boys.
I wonder if it's like lizard men, where like if there's just one, it's like a scar veteran. You know?
Oh, yeah. That's a good question.
If there's just one, does that mean there's a good chance that it's a gray seer? Or is it just like, well, there's one and it's the runt. Great.
You know what? I like it. So I wonder if like they just continue to pump warpstone into this thing to keep it docile. If like the one that comes out just like absorbs all of it and that's the gray seer.
Yeah, great. That's great.
I like that. I like that headcanon. We just made that right nasty. Here on the show. GW, get a hold of us.
As gross as it is, I think I'm going to go with the slave pits just because that candle is just going to have so many overlapping and overwhelming smells that are all terrible.
Yeah. Yep.
And you get body odor. You've got your blood. You've got your vomit. You've got your disease and decay. You've got your poo.
Rotten food.
It would just be overwhelming in addition to being nasty.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And not only the rotting food because they don't clean the trough out, but also whatever slop that they're making as well is also terrible, you know?
Because they'd have to feed them to some extent or else
they do,
all their slaves would die.
Yep.
Oof.
Yep. They go over. I don't remember what's in it, but it's essentially some sort of gruel that they just like throw whatever scraps they have, right? They feed it essentially the same thing to their slaves that they do to their livestock.
Yeah, I mean they view them as livestock, kind of.
Yeah, it was a horrible part of the book. I was like, this is terrible. I'd rather a desert scene because this is just so awful to think about. Goodness gracious!
Weird comparison.
So we have our next matchups. Would you like to know the first one?
This is the semi.
This is the semifinals, right? Yes.
Semifinal. So we got two matchups here, right? My math is correct. Mm-hmm. So I believe this first matchup is brought to you by a Grim Podcast, A Perilous Adventure.
Oh, all right. Tell me more.
Right. If you're into Warhammer stuff, check out Gapapa. For our actual playthrough of the Enemy Within campaign, using the Warhammer Fantasy Roleplay 4th Edition rule set, which we are in the episode 270s currently.
Dang.
So if you're looking for something to sink your teeth into that is consistent, every week, it's been every Thursday since May of 2020.
That's insanity.
Right?
That's absolutely insane. Wow, 5 years, dude. That's crazy.
I know, we never remember to mention it like at the anniversaries on the podcast either, which drives me nuts. Every time I'm like, oh, we should have talked about how this was the end of the fifth year. Dang it, every time.
That's all right. At least you're cute. So Gapapa is bringing you, ladies and gentlemen, the scent of the year. The Noblar loincloth. Yeah, awful. It's terrible. It's a terrible scent. Thanks, Gapapa. I bet you Lucky made it. Seems like something Lucky would do, specifically to Mina.
For real.
Hey, try this scent.
That was a good Lucky.
Thanks, man.
I'm Lucky.
I'm Lucky. And then going up against the Gapapa Noblar loincloth, what do we have, Dan?
We've got... going a little bit outside the network, a little more personal, is startplaying.games.
Oh.
Look up Bad GM Dan. As of time of recording, I've got a space opened up in my Uber's Reich Adventures campaign on Sunday mornings.
Nice.
Sunday morning Eastern time. I think my All Wizard campaign is now full, which is pretty cool.
Heck yeah.
And I've got like rolling dates for the Vincenzo 6 or the Talayan 6 one shot, where we do a Talayan heist of a Talayan villa. featuring a group of six ne'er-do-wells trying to go steal some stuff and whatnot.
Yeah.
As well as, you know, first foray into the old world RPG with the Expedition 60 one-shot, where we take a group of dwarves down into below Carrick Eight Peaks to try to punch a hole through so the army can do something about it.
Heck yeah. Hey, I don't know if you have it, or I don't know if I still have it. I might, but the Carrick Asgall,
yeah, WFRP that's a great book.
Yeah. So if you need, hey,
might be the one I don't have for second edition.
Oh, nice. Hey, I got it. It's yours.
No.
I mean, hey, if you need inspiration for your delve into the deep,
But yeah, check out startplaying.games. Look up Bad GM Dan.
Startplaying.games, Bad GM Dan, bringing you the Troll Vomit Candle.
Troll Vomit.
This is not Troll Pants. This is not Troll High Trousers.
Oh.
Specifically the vomit, which it might be in the trousers.
Troll Vomit does not give you regeneration.
That's true. It's the opposite of regeneration. So, let's think about our scents here for a second, all right? Big old whiffy do of a piece of cloth that has been hanging out next to a Knoblar's tender bits.
I don't want, stop trying to make me imagine it.
For months, because this thing has never been changed. In months, this thing's been alive for a very long time. It's probably a Knoblar chieftain at this point.
For real. If,
right?
You know, the ogres let him do that. too much leadership here.
I think there's a whole Knoblar like village. Like there's a whole Knoblar, what's the word I'm looking for? Like that don't have any ogres.
But independent?
Yeah, they're like a Knoblar tribe, essentially.
Yeah. Oh, I remember back in White Dwarf 300 where they had the all Knoblar army?
Yes.
And you had man biters instead of man eaters. The cavalry was using all the models of the piggyback riders.
Oh my gosh, dude.
It was so good. When White Dwarf did fun things.
I know, right?
It wasn't just a big advertisement.
The Knoblar head honcho is the Knoblar lord.
Oh, yeah. The
biggest and strongest.
So act good.
Almost exactly like an ogre tyrant.
Even has all his own little gut plate.
The Knoblar pigback riders, man. Friggin' best. Knoblar
loincloth versus troll vomit. Obviously both nasty.
Yeah.
Knoblar loincloth, I think I feel like you could eventually become nose blind to it.
Okay.
Lighting it all the time. I think troll vomit, every time you light it, it's going to be like, oh, you know, oh, there it is again.
And that one's going to literally physically hurt.
Right. So I think for that reason alone, I'm going to go with troll vomit here. I think the Knoblar loincloth is just putrid, but it just doesn't quite have that level of smacky in the face awfulness.
And I feel like the loincloth is something that just like, it takes a while to like start to smell. You know how some candles are like, oh, now I can smell it. Troll vomit immediately when you light it. You're like, this is horrible. And I hate every decision that I've made in my life to come to this moment.
Yeah. I think the second you touch that flame
that
to
wick.
The wick.
Yeah.
Yep. You're taking a step back going,
or several.
Or all vomiting yourself.
Right. And then that puts the candle out. Maybe. I don't know. Does troll vomit ever go out is the problem. Is it flammable next time on
EOC? Is it inflammable?
Ooh.
Is it non-flammable?
Non-fungible, which I think means it can't be turned into a fungus.
Can't be funged. Did you see Tim's face light up when something, when we were playing Magic the other day and somebody said something was indestructible?
Yes.
And he just got so excited and go, that means it can't be destructed. Favorite stupid magic joke.
And you're like, yes, Tim, good job.
It makes me so happy good. Just because he gets so excited.
It's so
it can't be destructed.
Yeah, he's got what is it, a dark steel colossus, like in a like a flat pack. He's held
somebody
on
gave
to
it to
so
him.
Long.
He has on the like sitting on top of the doorway into his office, yeah.
You know, that can't be destructed.
Can't be destructed. So good.
Oh, golly. So, our next sponsor for our next candle, ladies and gentlemen, streaming right now, Dr. D's Disaster Zone, streaming at the time of recording. This dude.
Where?
on twitch.tv/professionalcasualnetwork.
Oh, nice.
This dude, let me tell you, he paints.
Let me see what he's painting tonight.
That's what he does. He paints.
I haven't looked yet.
And he makes horrible jokes.
Which are awesome.
That are awesome. I absolutely adore them.
He's painting a dude.
Heck yeah, I love dudes. Wait,
I don't know what dude it is. Oh, it's probably from Blood and Plunder. He's been all about that game since.
Definitely looks like
since Adepticon, if not before.
Yep, it's a game that I'd love to try at some point. I got to be honest.
Apparently, it's really good.
I like ships. I
think it might be that he's got a pistol. He's got a floppy hat.
He's got breeches.
Breeches.
I think those are breeches. Anyways. Yeah, Dr. D's Disaster Zone. Hey, folks, if you want to learn more about miniature painting, go ask Dr. D some questions, because this guy knows a ton about miniature painting.
He knows what he's doing.
He knows what he's doing, and he's really funny about it, too. It's a good time. It's a great place to be. And he's got a whole bunch of paint on his thumb right now. Anyways, Dr. D's Disaster Zone, sponsoring the State Troopers Infected Stump.
Oh,
which he would know how to paint and make it look realistic.
Yeah, he would.
He really would. This is
lots of blood for the blood god and the Nurgle's rot.
Nurgle's rot, yeah.
Almost a typhus corrosion. I mean, you could probably put some of that in there too if you wanted.
Honestly, get a little brown on there, because they're like, just rub poop on it, it'll be fine.
Run some dirt in it. Oh god, it hurts more. That means it's working.
Yeah, right. Maybe we should bleed you about it.
Get some leeches.
Oh, man, that was one of my favorite WFRP characters, was the barber surgeon, who was just like this absolute weirdo. I loved that guy.
That was good. And that was a campaign all about like disease, too. That was a terror in Talibheim.
Yeah.
We never finished, of course, but we did a couple episodes. We did a couple sessions of that.
Podcaster life, right? We got Dr. D's Disaster Zone bringing you the State Troopers Infected Stumps. You light this candle, and I feel like it's kind of like the Nobbler loincloth, where it takes a little while. Like, the first thing you get hit with is that wave of, like, rotting person, right?
Flesh.
And like, oh, right? And then you get, like, the metallic bloody smell, and then the BO, and the he can't, like, wipe anymore because, you know, he's got a stump for an arm now. Like, and nobody's helping him because they're like, wow, this old guy's gross, you know?
Quick gross question for you.
Okay, go
on. Since we're on the topic.
Yeah.
Have you ever smelled burning flesh?
It's very sweet.
Right?
It's very sweet.
The only time I've ever smelled it was I was getting moles on my back removed, and they had to cauterize blood vessels so I didn't bleed too much while they were doing it. And it was just local anesthesia because they were small moles on my back. But yeah, when they would cauterize it, it was like I could feel a little bit of pressure, and then the smell was like, oh, that is weird.
Yep.
It's like not actually that bad. It's just a little strange.
It's the weird thing about it is it's off-putting.
Yes.
But it's not bad at the same time, because your brain is like, I know that I shouldn't want this, but it doesn't smell terrible.
Right? It's not like nauseating. It's just like, oh, that's weird.
Yeah. This shouldn't smell this way. But yeah. You know what smells terrible? Burning hair.
Yeah.
It smells real bad.
It's weird how bad it smells compared to burning flesh.
Right? And maybe that's the evolutionary thing of like, the hair is burning, go away from the fire. You know, you're not supposed to get to the burning flesh part. I've already told you to leave.
It's kind of like, you know, you get the kind of sweet, not so bad experience of Dr. D painting when you go to twitch.tv/professionalcasualnetwork. But if you go there on Tuesday nights, you get, oh yeah, the power phase, where Tim is usually playing me or you, typically in Marvel Crisis Protocol, but we've been mixing in some other things like War Machine.
Yep.
We'd love to get some Old World on there. It's just very difficult to schedule.
One of the biggest issues with streaming Old World is it just takes a long time. It
just takes forever. And I know Tim is working on building our setup to also accommodate card games like Magic and
cool.
Tag Team and the new Riftbound that I got some trial decks of at Gen Con. People are into League of Legends or Arcane at all. It's a dope game. It's actually really good.
I mean, and then there's also a My Hero Academia game that I'm absolutely buying into at some point.
The minis game looks pretty great. Yeah, I saw those on display there. And then I saw a little thing that said, hey, don't take pictures of this. It's pending license or approval. And I was like, then don't put it out.
What? I didn't see a Froppy mini, though, and I'm really upset about it.
What is that?
Froppy's the frog girl.
Oh, gee, I just call her frog girl.
Yeah, sue you.
And then Lily gets mad when I say, like, grenade hands. She's
he
like,
would love that as a hero name.
And I'm like, I know, but you know who I'm talking about when I say grenade hands.
He would love that as a hero name, though. That would be hilarious. Oh, my gosh. there is, Mirko? Anyways, we don't have to get into that. The Power Phase, Tuesday nights, twitch.tv/professionalcasualnetwork, where they are sponsoring. That sounds really weird, and I don't like saying that anymore. The Black Ark Slave Pits.
Oh, that's Mirko. Okay.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan.
I think she's my favorite character on the show, yeah.
Uh-huh.
She's awesome. She kicks things real hard.
Real hard. Yeah, she's pretty dope and pretty. Anyways, so the Black Ark Slave Pits going up against the State Troopers Infected Stump. And I got to be honest with you, man. This isn't a fight.
Unfortunately, there's no contest because the State Troops stump of an arm is like one of the layers of the Black Ark Slave Pits. Like,
for real.
it's also there. Like, the ingredients they use for the one are part of what's in the other. So obviously the Black Ark pits are going to take it. And absolutely no contest there.
You saying the word ingredients and reminding me that we're actually making candles. Some alchemist had to grab these scents and put them in melted wax.
Yeah.
Like, huh. Oh, yeah. Yep, that's vomit. All right, put that in. Smells real bad. Throw that in there.
Poor person.
It was probably Nurgle. Nurgle is selling all of these. Let's be honest.
Absolutely. Nurgle's loving this.
You know, it would be so cute, though, because, like, you know, Korn is doing his, like, big macho man, I'm a badass Korn stuff, like, in the Chaos Realm, and then Slaanesh is doing, we don't have to talk about it, and then Tzeentch is, like, trying to figure out how to pit everybody against each other, but also be friends at the same time, and Nurgle just, like, sets up this cutesy little, like, lemonade stand-looking thing with, like, a little cloth thing on the top of it, just selling candles. It's like, hey, guys, I made these.
But the lemonade will give you diabetes immediately.
Yeah, right.
The candles will slowly kill you.
But he's just so excited about the little candles he made. Just like, look at my candles, guys.
He's just trying to spread the love.
Look at all this love that I made inside this candle. This candle's literally rotting and regrowing in front of me. Yeah, that's exactly. That's my troll candle.
I love the idea that Nurgle has this voice like, yeah, I like that. That's very nice. Like this weird high-pitched voice.
Yeah, guys, you want to try my new candles?
Maybe not that high-pitched, but...
Just this massively rotund, dying thing. Hey, guys!
Hey, guys! I can't do it.
You
want to
try my new candles?
Now you're Toad. All right, we got our finals.
Oh, boy. I'm going to pass.
The final matchup here is brought to you by the Valley of the Doomed.
Ooh!
Our current Patreon exclusive Warhammer Fantasy Roleplay campaign, where I have taken the first edition adventure campaign called Doomstones, and I have updated it to fourth edition, and we've been playing through that. The first 10 episodes are available on YouTube for free to check out. The podcast version, everything after that is on the Patreon, patreon.com/professionalcasual. But fantastic game, hilarious. I was editing it just before we started recording this, and I was laughing out loud again after, I mean, we recorded what I'm editing. We recorded in April, so it's been 4 months.
Dang. That's quite a backlog.
Yeah. But every other Wednesday, we've got Valley of the Doomed on the Patreon.
And Valley of the Doomed brings you the matchup of which is the worst old world inspired Yankee Candle scent,
Troll
Vomit, or Black Ark Slave Pits.
So when I heard both of these, it was like, well, that's the winner.
Yeah, yeah.
Like when I heard Troll Vomit, I was like, I don't know what he's going to come up with that could possibly beat Troll Vomit. And then you had this one, which is like, oh man, that could beat Troll Vomit. Like, I can't.
Is the Black Ark Slave Pits like just too overwhelming of a scent where it's just like, this is just terrible and I hate it. And Troll Vomit is so like pinpoint where it's like, this is probably the worst scent I've ever smelled and experienced ever. It's an overwhelming vomit smell, right?
Yeah. I feel like that kind of what it comes down to is that like I go into like a Yankee Candle store.
Yeah.
And I can't. I can be in there for maybe 10, 15 seconds and it's like, I have to get out of here. Like my sense of smell is good enough that it's just completely overwhelming. There's just scents coming from every direction.
Yep.
I hate it. I I'll stand on the other side of the walkway of the mall there. Like, not a fan.
Would you call it sensory overload?
Yes. But again, the Troll Vomit, like you said, is such an acute smell.
Right.
That it's like, it's so bad, it's painful. Like, not just overwhelming. It's also overwhelming, but by itself.
Yeah.
It would just be so much.
I feel like it's like getting sprayed by a skunk. You literally can't breathe.
Right?
You know, it just...
It's acidic. It's sour. Like, I didn't think of that before, but like, it's definitely sour. Like, and again, just personally, I hate the smell of vomit.
Yeah.
Like, thank God my kids are mostly past the age where they, you know, I feel like when kids are younger, they vomit way more. You don't do it as much as you get older.
What's up with that?
I don't know, but human bodies are weird.
Humans are strange.
Knock on wood, neither of my kid has vomited in quite a long time. And like, I keep talking about my kids because, like, if I'm vomiting, I'm vomiting into a toilet and then flushing it. Like, the smell isn't around for long, right? But when you get little kids and they vomit, like, all over their freaking blankets and they got to carry those blankets to the washing machine and it's right in your face the whole time, even though you try to fold it over, oh, I hate it so much. It's
the worst. But, like, to the max, though. Like, just to the worst ever. Ugh.
Yeah.
And I think that's really, really what's digging it down to where, like, maybe Troll Vomit does take over the Black Ark Slave Pits because it's that Yankee Candle effect where you walk in and it's like, this is overwhelming and this is so bad and I don't want to be in here. But at the same time, that one candle that you buy or that one incense that you buy, and it's just in your face constantly and you're like, and it's painful and your eyes are watering, right?
Yeah.
It's difficult, man.
I think I'm going to go with Troll Vomit here just because of the acute sensory punch in the face as opposed to the overwhelmingness of all the different scents of the Black Ark Pit. Like, I think there'd just be so much that it might not even be registered as bad anymore. It would just be registered as, I can't do this. So I just threw my die on accident. I was fidgeting with it. I shook my hands and I went flying. But I think the Troll Vomit would be like getting slapped in the face with, you know, a dead fish.
Yes, literally, like a huge dead rotten fish, which might be part of the scent there.
Well, that's one. Remember the river troll model that has the vomit coming out has this fish skeleton in it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I forgot about that. I didn't say that on purpose, but it worked out.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. No, I'm looking at the mini right now. Yep. So I'm inclined to agree. I think it's probably one of the absolute most awful scents in the old world. And it's talked about by orcs and goblins and humans and ogres and dwarves and elves. Like, everybody knows, hey, listen, if you fight trolls, stay away from their mouth. You know what I mean? Like, everybody knows about it. Obviously, not a lot of people know about Black Ark Slave Pits because, you know, Black Arks don't exist.
You're on it, and then you're gone.
And you're dead, right? That's all you know. But no, I listen, ladies and gentlemen, the winner of the worst old world inspired candle scent brought to you by Valley of the Doomed. I got there.
I wasn't sure if you're adding another one or not.
No. Listen, it's brought to you by Valley of the Doomed.
Valley of the Doomed.
Troll Vomit. Which you can find at your local Yankee Candle. Whatever. Which Dan's not going to go to.
No, you're not going to find it at Yankee Candle. You're going to find it like, you know, in a Walmart on the in the candle aisle with the jars that look exactly like a Yankee Candle, but a different label.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh. There is a company, and I cannot remember for the life of me what they're called. And they're doing like the Lord of the Rings. You know what I'm talking about.
No.
No?
I was like, even better, not even Walmart, but like TJ Maxx, because you never know what's going to be there. And it's like you walk in one day, oh, troll vomit. I wonder what that's going to be like. Because nobody else will buy it.
And you're like, huh? Oh my gosh. There's this company, I don't know if it was Etsy or what it was, that was doing these candles. And they are horrendously inappropriate. They're like,
oh, even better.
Sexually inappropriate. Like this getting railed in Rivendell by an Aragorn and Arwen. It's so stupid. Yeah.
So I got to look up if they've done it, if they're doing it yet. But Norse Foundry.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Apparently they're making scented dice.
Stop it.
I got to see if it's something that's like up yet or not.
Ready. Aragorn smashing through my back door like the doors of Helm's Deep.
Oh my god. So good. They have Fey Wave. I don't know if the scented ones are out yet, but oh my god. Apparently that's something they're working on. And I just want to know what the scents are.
Right.
And how long, like, I'm very curious, like, how long would that even last? You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
Mm-hmm. How do you make it scented if you're handling it all the time? Is it going to, like, lose its scent?
At the end of a quickly? Session, you just, your hands reek.
My God, they have glass dice? That's awesome.
I've always wanted metal dice.
Yeah.
But the problem with metal dice is they're super loud, for one. And two, if you ever play on a glass table, bye-bye table.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't trust glass tables anyway.
They're always up to something. Oh, wait, no, that's elevators.
Wait.
What? What? Anyways.
You. Just
ladies
you.
And gentlemen, thanks for coming to another exemplary octuple confrontation. We need to do more of these. This is stupid fun. Just stupid good fun.
Yeah.
We've got our winner of Troll Vomit, brought to you again by Valley of the Doomed. Ladies and gentlemen, where all good podcasts are made or found. Speaking of which, hey, if you like what you hear, and if you do like what you hear, maybe you should start playing Nurgle. You can go to Apple Podcasts or Audible and leave us a nice 5-star review, would you? That would be super fantastic. And tell everybody in the review how gross we are, right? How absolutely disgusting this episode was.
Why? What particular thing was it this episode that made you decide to stop listening?
What made you pull over and dry heave on the side of the road as you were driving to work? Oh my gosh. For me, it was the Nobbler loincloth. We stopped right there. That was it.
Immediately.
First thing done. Just one of the most awful sounding things I've heard of in a long time.
Yeah, but not as bad as troll vomit.
Not as bad as troll vomit. It's real bad. Real bad. It's the pain, the physical pain that it causes. Anyways, folks.
Nothing's as bad as troll vomit, we've decided.
Yeah. You can find all of our stuff over at professionalcasual.com. If you haven't been to our website, you should go over there because, hey, once again, you can find all our stuff there. It's like I just said it. We've got all our socials, our YouTubes and our Twitches and our Instagrams and all of our Facebookies and all that sort of stuff on there, as well as all of our podcasts and blogs, merch. You can find merch for an exemplary octuple confrontation. Speaking of which, I need to change all the font and everything so it's readable. But I think I have an EOC mug here somewhere. I don't know where it went. Anyways, head over to our website, find all of our stuff. Gapapa, like we talked about, Grim Podcast, Perilous Adventure, fantastic podcast. If you're into the old world, you need to listen to it. And then obviously all of our other stuff, things that we do on twitch.tv/professionalcasualnetwork. Between Dr. D painting, which he's doing right this second, as well as playing games on Tuesdays and some other stuff, Ben solo missions, etc. And there was something else, and I'm not looking at my notes. Hang on one second. What's the other thing? Fordu. Hey, Friends of Recovery, dedicated to others. We are constantly trying to raise money over on Twitch for Fordu. So if you want to give to a good cause, that would be the place to do it. Your donation goes directly to Fordu. And it gives the, you know, folks who are trying to make their lives better, just, you know, better time. Dan, you got anything you want to say to the peoples?
I just want to say, may your dice ever roll sixes unless it's troll vomit.
I do have something that I want to say specifically to Dan. So, folks, if you want to listen, that's fine, but it's for Dan. Did you know the opposite of formaldehyde is casual dejekyll? I think he left. I think he actually left. He did. Folks, we'll talk to you later. I love you.
Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this show, check out all the other great shows here at the Professional Casual Network. Like what, Danny?
I'll tell you. On Mondays, we've got the Lost Omens podcast, our Pathfinder 2e actual play, hosted by me, playing through the Extinction Curse AP. Also, streaming on twitch.tv/professionalcasualnetwork at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, you can check out, oh yeah, The Power Phase, our Marvel Crisis Protocol live battle report show. On Tuesdays, the podcast version of Wait, Did I Roll a Wild? Our Marvel Crisis Protocol Povlog is available. On Wednesdays, alternating releases on the Patreon, we have Settling the Southlands, our homebrew Wolfthorpe actual play, and The Slithering, a Pathfinder 2nd edition actual play. And on Thursdays, live at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on twitch.tv/professionalcasualnetwork, we've got Wait, Did I Roll a Wild? Our Marvel Crisis Protocol Povlog.
You can also check out back episodes of Elite Eight Showdown and the first 39 episodes of the Lost Omens podcast, the first 24 episodes of Settling the Southlands, and the first handful of episodes of The Slithering on the YouTube at youtube.com/theprofessionalcasual.